Okay, tonight is April the 25th, 2013, and tomorrow night is Friday Fun Night. So, if you want to have fun, then come tomorrow night. We always have fun, food, and fellowship. Big three. Okay, let's prepare ourselves in our usual fashion. We'll have a few moments of silent prayer. The option of rebound if necessary. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for this portion of time that we can set aside and focus on your word. We pray that it will go deep into our soul, into long-term memory. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit will help draw that out at the right time. We're on the front lines. So we pray that we will be able to concentrate fully without distractions, for we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I told you tonight that I was going to read an article from Judge Napolitano. The name of the article is The Right to Shoot Tyrants, Not Deer. The right of the people to keep and bear arms is an extension of the natural right to self-defense and a hallmark of personal sovereignty. He starts out with a very great line there. It is specifically insulated from governmental interference by the Constitution, and it has historically been the linchpin of resistance to tyranny. Yet the progressives in both political parties stand ready to use the coercive power of the government to interfere with the exercise of that right by law-abiding persons because of the gross abuse of the right by some crazies in our midst. When Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence that we were endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, he was marrying the nation at its birth to the ancient principles of the natural law that have animated the Judeo-Christian tradition in the West. Those principles have operated as a brake on all governments that recognize them by enunciating the concept of natural rights. So natural law really is the concept of natural rights. And these natural rights, of course, come from God. Now, I've got the next, this following paragraph. The whole thing is highlighted in yellow because he has some fundamental principles that we need to hear and remember. He says, as we have been created in the image and likeness of God the Father, we are perfectly free just as He is. Thus, the natural law teaches us that our freedoms are pre-political and come from our humanity and not from the government. Pre-political means before there was ever any political system whatsoever, natural law predated that. Adam and Eve had natural law. He's not saying that, but I am just to illustrate. As our humanity is ultimately divine in origin, the government, even by majority vote, cannot morally take natural rights away from us. He didn't say they can't do it, but they can't do it morally. A natural right is an area of individual human behavior, like thought, speech, worship, travel, self-defense, privacy, ownership and use of property,